Once again, we are joined by lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babican. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good morning to you, Shane. Thank you very much.
That's good. And today we will be talking about, the possibility of some thunderstorms.
Well, thunderstorms activity, I'm using the convective available potential energy lifted index, the energy of atmosphere, how much energy is going to be developed in the atmosphere, what sort of thunderstorms, the pattern of thunderstorms development. Today, Tuesday and Wednesday are very, very critical days. On Tuesday, I'm expecting strong thunderstorms. The term strong thunderstorms activity. Once we start to say strong thunderstorms activity, the lightning becomes very dangerous. It's not ordinary lightning. The lightning is a stepladder lightning. If you go to the website, there is a special article I've written about this lightning strikes. Read that. It's a very important element for understanding what lightning strike is all about. On tomorrow, I'm expecting not the word strong thunderstorms. I'm changing the word. I'm calling it severe thunderstorms. But the time factor is today is going to be between 3 and 4 p.m. Tomorrow, I'm expecting between midday and 1 p.m. So I'm concerned about students going to school and walking around, playing, and so on. So that people should be watching this situation. These 2 days are a dangerous situation, close to 4 o'clock, close to 1 p.m. today, 4 o'clock today, 1 p.m. tomorrow. That's how I'd like to classify thunderstorms activity. Now, I'd like to give you an idea again. The Bureau has just put a El Nino watch. Now, change the terminology neutral or possibilities. Now, it's El Nino watch. The weather is going towards El Nino. You know how El Nino means in Australia. It means conditions are going to be dry and dry. But El Nino is not often associated with the dry conditions in the winter. So they're putting El Nino watch, but we're going into the winter when it becomes El Nino. So El Nino watch in the winter means nothing to us at this stage. It's not going to reduce our rents. The weather is going to be ordinary, but we're going to keep a watch on this situation. It's very important. Now, I'm looking at the weather conditions for next 10 days for Gloucester area. There's a satellite picture shows, if you see a satellite picture, there's an upper-level low-pressure system located over New South Wales. This will be triggering thunderstorms activity across much of the state or even Queensland, and some even extending to part of Victoria. It's such a big area of low-pressure system. And then this is the weather we're going to watch for today and tomorrow. And the weather situation is there's a high-pressure system over southern Tasman Sea extending a ridge along the New South Wales. A low pressure is likely to form along the south coast and moves away. But behind this low pressure, there's a cold front moving across towards. It's going to reach Gloucester area between Wednesday and Thursdays. And there's trough slowly moving from central New South Wales again towards our region. And there's chances that that trough line might move towards east to northeast of the state on Friday. So you can see many trough lines, many weather events are moving into the region. Weather forecast for Gloucester for week one, looking at from 21st of March till 27th of March. Gloucester is strong thunderstorms today, maximum temperature 29, humidity 54%, 10 millimeters rain, soil moisture is about 27%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Wednesday, there's going to be severe thunderstorms, maximum temperature 30, 11 millimeters of rain. On Thursday, large showers and change. Temperature on Wednesday was 30. On Thursday, temperature is going to drop to 24 after the change passing through. With large showers after the change passed through, and then humidity 62%, 4 millimeters of rain showers. On Friday, the other change I was talking about is going to pass through, scatter thunderstorms activity. Temperature 24 degrees, humidity 61%, 9 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, strong thunderstorms activity possible, about 12 millimeters. On Sunday, light showers, 5 millimeters. On Monday, fine conditions. The total amount of rain for week one will be about 30 to 40 millimeters over Gloucester area. On week two, starting from 28th of March till 2nd of April, Rain will start easing completely. There's not much rain. Just on Tuesday, there's going to be a few clouds, maximum 31. And then on Wednesday, light showers, maximum 29. On Thursday, light showers, maximum 26. And when I say light showers, about 2 millimeters. On Friday, partly cloudy, 27. On Saturday, a few clouds, 26. On Sunday, there's another event taking place. I think on Sunday, we might be seeing some thunderstorms developing within the region, Sunday, the 2nd of April. So looking at amount of rain for week two will be about 5 to 6 millimeters. And humidity is staying within 67%. Soil moisture is going to be 26%, soil temperature 21 degrees. Looking at the Hunter region, I'm focusing Hunter region at Pocolban, the area which most of the wineries are, and the Cessnock region, that area. Looking at, again, same situation, I'm talking about strong thunderstorms at Hunter region, maximum temperature 29, humidity 52%, 10 millimeters, soil moisture 28%, soil temperature 23 degrees. On Wednesday, severe thunderstorms, maximum temperature 30 and 11 millimeters. On Thursday, light showers, 4 millimeters. On Friday, rain, 9 millimeters. On Saturday, strong thunderstorms again, about 11 millimeters. On Sunday, light showers, 4 millimeters. On Monday, few clouds, it's dry conditions, and then humidity about 50%. Soil moisture is going to be staying within 26%, soil temperature 20 degrees. For week two, looking from 28th of March till the 2nd of April, Hunter region, again, looking at Tuesday, few clouds, maximum 31, and then on Wednesday, light showers, 4 millimeters, maximum 29. Thursday, light showers, 2 millimeters, maximum 26. Friday, Friday, partly sunny, maximum temperature 27, 67% humidity. On Saturday, few clouds, 56 humidity, 27 degrees temperature. On Sunday, I'm expecting, again, the change in weather pattern at the Hunter Valley, most likely is going to be some rain developing with the maximum temperature 27, 9 millimeters of rain. Total amount of rain for week two, about 8 to 9 millimeters in the Hunter region. So that is, there's more rain, heavy rain in the first week, reducing very little limited rain on second week. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks, Martin, for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.